Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Okay, our new Friday tradition. Give me a call. All the topics from the week that was are back on the table. This is your chance to chime in. Give us a call, 800-905-0989. Yeah, that is the same number as the text line. It's also the call line. So again, go ahead, 800-905-0989. This is the call-in hour of the week. So, we'll see how that goes. Lee, I keep promising to maybe expand this to every day. Mm-hmm. And then I get so caught up in what I'm doing, I forget. So I'm trying to...
You get caught up on an issue? Come on, Tara.
I know it's hard to believe. you might not have picked up on it. Yes. But yeah, no. So yeah, give me a call and I'm going to do good.
Let's call it detailed analysis.
Yeah, let's call it that.
Well, I like that better. That sounds a little less accusatory.
Yeah. Okay. Meanwhile, this week, two historic things happened, okay, that show things really are different. Number one, the Epstein hoax fell apart in under 24 hours, completely blowing up in the Democrats' face to the point where they had to call Jasmine Crockett out for lying about it. Like, she was not apparently paying attention to the fact that the hoax had blown up, the new Epstein Trump Cepeda hoax, and went on CNN not expecting to be called out for lying because it's kind of, you know, in brand there at CNN. It's all lies. Here's how that went. Okay, and here's what they did. And Lee, to think you could get away with this in the X era, right? When everybody's sitting there in their pajamas and there are specialists on every single issue.
Well, we do get dressed before we get here, but anyway.
Yeah, well, yeah. But well, no, so what happened was they claimed that they had unearthed this new email and Trump had spent hours with an Epstein victim and that Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell were going back and forth saying, oh, look, you know, basically Trump's one of the few who hasn't been outed. That's what the line looks like, right? But they redacted the victim's name and put it out there. Normally something they could get away with total censorship control of social media and the mainstream media stumping for them. They would have dragged this thing out 4 years ago, probably for weeks, if not months. And who is the victim? Who's the Epstein victim? And, you know, where can we find her? And how many other Trump victims are there? I mean, it would have gone on and on, but it's a big lie, obviously. Well, the victim was Virginia Guffrey. I can't ever say her last name. And again, what happened was the reason they redacted her name is she has testified again and again and again and again. Trump did not abuse her. She never saw him with any of the girls. He did not abuse any of the girls to her knowledge. And Epstein is lying. They were really not good friends. She's never seen him together. So in order to fix that part of it, they had to redact her name and then pretend they were protecting her. Think how disgusting that is. And you know why they chose her? She died. She's dead. She wasn't there to contradict them. Again, before Lee, this would have gone on forever. with the media lying and lying and lying and lying, lying and calling Trump a pedophile. But it lasted 12 hours. Had another thing happen this week we've not really seen that's a game changer, and that's that we won the shutdown battle. I've never seen that. Have you ever seen that?
No, because the big difference is that Republicans, particularly the Trump administration, fought this. And actually, Mike Johnson, as you've pointed out, Mike Johnson did a daily effort to continue to point the finger right back at Chuck Schumer and the Democrats.
And he won. They won. I mean, normally shutdowns end with us taking a nosedive in the polls, the Republicans taking a nosedive in the polls, and having to give in to capitulate to Democrats. And then that makes their base even angrier at them, and they lose even more points of approval. I mean, it's a disaster.
Well, even CNN is having to admit they didn't get anything for this.
They got nothing.
I mean, they pretty much agreed to a deal that they got before the thing started. So,
in other words, it was all for nothing, and
yes.
They lost.
Yeah.
And Ralph Norman, I thought, really characterized that the best this week, beginning of the week on Charlie's show, when he said, like, they were counting on us folding because they've never seen it go another way. And they didn't have an exit strategy. The exit strategy was going to be we'd give in, we'd roll over, and they'd win. And the only question was, you know, how much of what they wanted would they win? And it didn't happen. We've never seen that before. Again, that is also a product, Lee, of having what I call media parity. In other words, actual free speech on both sides. Made the best,
best
person win. Yeah, no censorship made the best person win. And it's really putting us on equal footing for the first time in my adult life. Well, I've never seen it any
other way.
It's
the marketplace of ideas that Rush Limbaugh used to talk about.
And we actually have one now.
Yeah.
The marketplace of ideas used to be Rush Limbaugh. And if you wanted to subscribe to National Review, it would come in your mailbox once a month. That was it. Now, I mean, it is not what it was before. So they can't run a hoax, which is a key part of their agenda. I mean, if you talk about most of what they've occupied themselves with over the last 8 years, what's the biggest thing? I mean, just in terms of sheer time and talking points, Russia collusion hoax. They could drag that thing out for a year. That hoax took Trump's first election away from him, first term away from him anyway. They can't do it anymore. They can't. They literally can't. The shutdown was such a bad loss for them. They had to pivot to Trump's a pedophile, Epstein.
Which is another hoax.
Blew up in their face.
Yeah.
So, look, I've been talking about Trump had the worst week, I think, so far of his current presidency this week. Just some really bad flubs. But Democrats had a horrible week this week.
Yeah.
They really did. I mean, we're just at that point now where it's just a scrap. I mean, both sides are covered, rhetorically speaking, in blood from scrapping. You can't keep it from the blood.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Blood in the mud and the fleas from getting on you.
Well, Democrats have got a hemorrhage going on right now.
Yeah, they do.
They're in need
terrible.
Of a tourniquet. So, yeah.
It's terrible. And, you know, look, when you look at what their judge is doing out there in Chicago, forcing the release of three thousand. I mean, these are not some nice daycare workers, okay?
Another hoax.
That was another hoax. Yeah. These are gangbangers. 70% of them have serious criminal records. And the Democrats are cheering because the judge is going to let them out. I mean, that is not a good look. That is so scary that when some voters who are kind of sort of marginally with us get a look at that and think, you know, I'm not as happy with how fast the economy is healing as I'd like. You get a look at that and you're like, you know what? I don't want to coexist with the cartel. Never mind, I'll vote Republican. I mean, yeah. That's how much of a showstopper that is, just what they're doing.
That I just get the feeling that that's going to be part of what the presidential election is going to be about in 2028.
Yeah.
Because that is something that you can identify, that I think that people that live in those big metropolitan areas can identify with, that there was serious crime that overly impacted minority communities. And the Trump administration did something about it, something the Biden administration never did. Never did. They facilitated it.
I hope they can put together that this is Democrats, not just Joe. Like,
yeah,
if you put Democrats
right,
in,
exactly.
It's all coming back.
And that's an important part of that from a strategic standpoint. I do hope that they understand. And you've said this all along. It didn't matter whether it was Joe Biden or Kamala Harris or Gavin Newsom or Pete Buttigieg, whoever they put in there, it was going to continue all of these left-wing progressive socialist policies that were, you know, the exact opposite of Make America Great Again or America First.
Amen to that. Let's jump on the line with our first caller. I promise I'd start early. Ann from Mount Pleasant is calling on the visas. Hey, Ann.
Good morning. Longtime listener. Love your show.
Thank you.
I want to tell you that this visa situation has impacted my household for years. My husband is a pharmacist. I don't want to say the company. It's white on every corner. But they hire a lot of immigrants from Nigeria and the Middle East. And it has suppressed wages. He hasn't had a raise in over 4 years. And these folks are not working themselves to death like you think they are. They leave exactly at the end of shift time and don't even care if there's a line of customers or if there's chaos or they're busy in the pharmacy. They don't care. They go. And the cultural differences brings about them being dismissive and rude to customers and other staff. They're not working hard like you think they are. And he's worked with dozens in his career. He's worked with the same company for 10 years.
So I'm just curious what that's like, because I don't have the stats for the pharmaceutical industry at all. When he watches people hired in, is it a mix of Americans and foreigners, or is it mostly foreigners on H-1Bs, or what is it?
It's a mix. But they are hiring more. It's just being it's increased over the years.
Okay. And let me put it this way, in terms of him not getting a raise, and I'm just very curious, is why I'm asking you questions. How does he know that the foreigners coming in are keeping him from getting a raise? I'm not questioning you. I'm just very curious.
He doesn't know that. He just hasn't gotten a raise.
Okay.
But he does know that they are hired at a lower salary.
Yeah.
Maybe that's contributing. I don't know.
No, it has.
But he hasn't gotten raised in all these years. But I mean, there's definitely a cultural difference in the way they work, and it's not good.
No, it's not good. And they're working for those immigration benefits, so that's why they're working for less, and that lowers.
I didn't even realize that they were getting that. I just thought they were coming here to work, and the fact that they can bring their whole family.
Yep,
that is. Ridiculous. That's not right. We need to do something to stop this. They do the minimal, and they don't work the same as him. And many times he comes in after they have worked the whole 12-hour shift the day before, and he walks into messes that he has to clean up, things that were left sitting on the counter, not finished, stuff that he would never leave another pharmacist to walk into. They don't care.
Well, yeah, and
can't be touched.
Here's the crazy part. I didn't really go into this. There's 1.3 million total. Okay, it's 700,000 HB1 visas. When I use the 1.3 million figure, that's another 600,000. They give the families H4 visas. So
What's the difference? What's that?
That's why you see the wife who barely speaks English working at Walmart, because she's got the H4 and he's got the H1B. So those aren't skilled visas. They're general work visas. But the teenagers use them. The wife uses them. And it lets the rest of the family work as well. So you're not just bringing in the H-1B. If there's five of them, then you're bringing in five replacements.
That's wrong. And then do they – because he has seen incidents where they – put the children under the names of the grandparents who don't work so they can get all sorts of benefits.
Hmm.
And they I don't know how they do that. They do it legally. I guess they adopt them or whatever, but then they get all sorts of benefits. Because we have a really, really, really nice neighborhood down from us, and they live there, and we don't. But
wow.
It's really a problem. It really, truly is. And the thing is, we have many pharmacy schools in this country. We're putting out plenty of pharmacists. That's not the issue. They'll tell you there's a shortage. That's not true.
See, that's what I wanted to know, Ann. That's what my gut tells me, that there's not a shortage. And thank you so much for all those years of listening in for your phone call. Love to hear from you. Every topic from the week that was is back on the table. Agreement is not necessary. 800-905-0989 is the number to call. It is Open Line Friday. We'll be right back.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.